What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, October 24th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. The Wall Street Journal's big annual technology event, Tech Live, kicks off today. Each year, executives and movers and shakers in the tech industry sit down with journal reporters and editors to talk about all things tech, the big news of the moment, and more. Tech News Briefing will be all over this year's conference, bringing you highlights from the event all week long. To help us kick things off, our live journalism news editor, Sarah Castellanos, will join us later in the show for a preview on what to expect. That's after these headlines. A warning from Meta to Canada. The company says it's prepared to block news content on its Facebook platform there unless the government amends legislation that would compel big internet companies to pay domestic media outlets. The legislation is under review by a parliamentary committee. Lawmakers voted last week to stop hearing further witness testimony, and Facebook says it wasn't given a chance to testify. Canada's Minister for Cultural Policy said in a statement that officials held talks with Facebook as recently as last week. Meta's notice to Canada could trigger a high-stakes battle, similar to one that unfolded last year in Australia. Facebook's move to block news on its platform there ended after a 5-day period, with the company and the Australian government striking a deal in which officials agreed to ease regulations. Instacart is delaying its plans to go public again. In a staff memo last week, the CEO of the grocery delivery company cited turbulent market conditions and said an IPO by the end of the year would be highly unlikely. Instacart's revenue grew more than 40% in the latest quarter from a year ago, and gross profit rose more than 45% year over year, according to the memo. While Instacart and other delivery companies got a boost to their business at the beginning of the pandemic, that rapid growth has since cooled off as customers resume in-store shopping and competition grows from food delivery companies like Uber and DoorDash joining in on the grocery delivery business. Amazon is lining up more airplanes to ship packages around the U.S. It's hiring Hawaiian Airlines to fly 10 new rented Airbus aircraft starting next year. The e-commerce giant will also take a stake of up to 15% in Hawaiian as part of the deal. Amazon already has a fleet of more than 110 aircraft to move goods, and it typically outsources the flying to airlines. And from cargo jets to passenger planes, Wi-Fi on flights is getting better. And while some passengers may rejoice at the end of internet blackouts while in the air, companies, not so much. Our reporter, John Sindreo, says as more airlines offer free and dependable Wi-Fi, it'll become harder for them to make money as a service becomes expected.
You're starting to see that airlines are saying, well, but my service is going to have this latency that's going to be great, and you're going to be able to play Fortnite, which is something most people, we don't care about. But the problem is that if only a few people care about it, then the airlines are going to be in this rat race where they're going to offer better and better services that are more costly for them. And ultimately, we've seen in the telco industry that this massive deployment of investment doesn't normally pay back the companies.
All right, coming up, the WSJ's annual tech conference is upon us. Who can you expect to hear from, and what'll they be talking about? We'll have the details after the break.
From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
The Wall Street Journal's annual Tech Live conference kicks off today. Over the next 3 days, some top tech executives, entrepreneurs, creators, and more will be sitting down with members of the journal team to talk about everything happening in the industry, from regulatory crackdowns to how VCs are re-strategizing and the staying power of the pandemic's tech darlings. To give us a bit of a preview on what's to come, I'm joined by WSJ's live journalism news editor, Sarah Castellanos. Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's jump straight into the big gets here. Who are some of the big name speakers we'll be hearing from at this year's event?
Yeah, so I would like to caveat this by saying that I'd actually consider all of the speakers on this year's program to be big gets. We did put a lot of thought into this year's lineup. But yes, there are some that are particularly relevant right now because of just the size and significance of their companies. For example, we have Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger joining us. There's a lot going on in the semiconductor industry right now, not least of which is a slowdown in demand. Intel is the largest domestic chip maker by revenue, and Pat was a really vocal supporter of the CHIPS Act. That is a $280 billion measure recently signed into law by President Biden. And that law aims to boost U.S. chip manufacturing, innovation, and also competitiveness with China. So it'll be really interesting to see his assessment of where the chip industry stands now and in the future, and also to kind of get a look inside Intel's plans for innovation. We also have Disney CEO Bob Chapek joining us. Disney, of course, is a giant entertainment company and a huge player in the streaming business. That business is becoming increasingly crowded and competitive. We'll also have Lyft co-founder John Zimmer being interviewed. We have reported that Lyft has slowed hiring along with many, many other tech companies, and Lyft has spent very carefully on driver incentives in the midst of a driver shortage. So John will be talking about that, as well as Lyft's self-driving car strategy, and also some more mobility initiatives like bikes, scooters, and car rentals. We also have Snap CEO Evan Spiegel, who will be talking about the company's augmented reality focus and how he's been navigating the turbulent economic climate. This is another company that has had to lay off some employees recently and just reprioritize things. Their shares are down quite significantly now. And, you know, as you can see, the economy and how entrepreneurs are weathering the storm is a really common thread at this year's Tech Live.
Now, our guests include more than just company executives. Who else can we expect to hear from?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm actually really excited about this. For one, digital artist Beeple is joining us on stage. His real name is Mike Winkleman. He sold a piece of digital artwork for $69.3 million in a Christie's auction. That was a record-breaking sale. And he's really just ushered in a new way of thinking about the value of digital art and NFTs. We also have Ben McKenzie joining us. He is an actor, probably best known for his leading role in The OC. He spent much of the pandemic learning about cryptocurrencies, and he's been an incredibly outspoken crypto skeptic, which is a little bit ironic considering how many celebrities have touted cryptocurrencies and NFTs in recent months. We also have Hailey Bieber joining us. She is a model and entrepreneur, and Hailey is an example of somebody who's really just harnessing the power of social media, e-commerce, and streaming to create a brand. The creator economy is, of course, booming, so her business strategies will be a really interesting one to watch. We will also have Tariq Trotter on the lineup. He is a Grammy winner and perhaps most well-known as being the frontman and co-founder of the hip-hop band The Roots. He's now also a venture capitalist, and he plans to invest in underrepresented entrepreneurs.
So you mentioned some of the topics our guests are going to talk about, but what are some of the big, interesting themes that'll be covered in this year's event that jump out to you?
Yeah, so the economy, jobs, and layoffs, that is going to be a major, major thread throughout the entire event. Crypto and NFTs, that's also going to be a pretty big focus. The metaverse, everyone's talking about it. The Journal has covered it extensively in podcasts and reporting. We are definitely going to be talking about that and the potential for the business use case for the metaverse, but also the critical aspect of it. We also can't forget that Tech Live is happening the same week of the Elon Musk Twitter deal, which is, as of now at least, expected to close soon.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people always talk about when it comes to big tech, and especially in recent years, is about regulation. What can we expect to hear on that front?
Yeah, so lawmakers have been cracking down on big tech, and they have been scrutinizing many aspects of technology, including cryptocurrencies, for example, and also social media. So there's going to be quite a bit of talk about that. Pat Gelsinger, as I mentioned, will be talking about the CHIPS Act, which is one of the, you know, most significant pieces of legislation that was passed recently in the tech sector. And, you know, US-China competition is going to be a pretty big focus as well. There's been a lot of talk about how the US can bolster innovation and compete against China. So that will be a pretty big focus.
All right, that was WSJ's live journalism news editor, Sarah Castellanos. Sarah, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. Tech Live begins today, Monday, at 11:30 a.m. Pacific. We'll have live coverage of the event on our website, wsj.com. And if you're a Wall Street Journal subscriber, you can head to wsj.com/techlive for a complimentary online pass. I'm Julie Chang for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.